Blog Talk Radio.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah,
on, put your hand together, bless him.
Good evening. Good evening. Welcome to another episode of Gospel Gold. I'm your host, Reverend Michael Rogers. I am so very glad you have joined us tonight. I hope that you are at home and that you are being safe during this coronavirus pandemic. We pray God's blessing upon you. We hope that you are enjoying your time off with your families, that you are coming together to praise the Lord and just having great fellowship as we go through this trial and this tribulation in the land. We thank you for joining Gospel Gold. Of course, you know that Gospel Gold is on every Tuesday night. Every Monday night from 9 to 10. Every Monday night from 9 to 10 p.m. That's Eastern Standard Time. We're not just another regular music program. This program is dedicated to the history and the preservation of traditional African-American gospel music. I always like to tell the program as we go along what we are all about. Here at Gospel Gold, we believe that it all began in Africa. Of all the lavish gifts that Africa has given the world, the richest and the most unique is the combination of music and religion. Religion with rhythm. When our first African ancestors came upon the American shores, they brought with them the African rhythm, and their work songs and their field hollows are the basic elements. Those work songs and those field hollows, these are the basic elements of the spirituals. It is rhythm that drives American music. The spirituals, and by extension, gospel, the blues, jazz, ragtime, and rock and roll. We know that the gospel music experience cannot be told in a short story or even in a melody of songs. For it's far too rich, it's far too harmonious, it's far too stimulating. It is a living experience, always changing, always giving, and always becoming the foundation that gave moral, physical, and spiritual support to a great and powerful people. Gospel music is a shining beacon of hope, a fantastic journey of joy divine, and a triumphant victory in God that comes deep down in the soul of God's chosen people. The greatest melodies and the most stimulating songs have been given to this nation and to the world through the African-American experience. This is what Gospel Gold is all about. We believe that the experiences that our people went through on these American shores is reflected in our music. And because of that, all of the music that we have produced on this side of the world has come from our adversities and the fact that we have overcome many of them, and we're still fighting to overcome some today. When we first brought Africans to America, they didn't come singing jazz. They didn't come singing rap. They came singing in the cotton fields, the tobacco fields, work songs, field hollers, those syncopated rhythms that were used are the same syncopated rhythms that are used in jazz, rock and roll, blues, and gospel. Gospel music is the root of all the music that we have produced on American shores. We reflect that in our music, in our lyrics, in our books, our poems, and our storytelling. Everything that we do goes back to the root of our people here in America. So that's what Gospel Gold is all about. Wanted you to know this is just not another music program. I'm not a DJ. But we are here to talk about, discuss, and listen to and enjoy and preserve the history of traditional African-American gospel music. If you would like to contact us, you can do so. You can email us at gospelgold@songwriter.com. gospelgold@songwriter.com. We would love to hear from you. Perhaps you may have some suggestions for the program. Maybe you have a request that you would like to hear on Gospel Gold. We can certainly try to find it in our Gospel Gold vault. Here you will hear the very best of traditional African-American gospel songs and artists that you would not hear on commercial radio. So we thank God for the time that we have with you tonight. Before we start, we always start with prayer. If you don't mind, pray with me. Father God, we thank you for this night. We thank you for this medium. We pray, God, that something be said here tonight or something be played here tonight that will encourage your people to keep on giving you the praise. This we ask in Jesus' name, amen. Here's a song by the Heavenly Gospel Heaven, Sounds of Heaven from New Orleans, Louisiana, called He Will Bring You Out.
He will bring you out. How many of you know that God would deliver you in the time of need? All you got to do is have faith about the size of a mustard seed. We, the Sound of Heaven, would like to let you know that He will. Yes, He will. Somebody done tried it one day, and I know that He, yes, He will bring you out. Henry, what did He do?
God bless you.
Sounds of Heaven, New Orleans, Louisiana. A few weeks ago, we did a program on the gospel of New Orleans. We found and we talked about how New Orleans has a unique accent on gospel, which reflects directly to the New Orleans. It was a very inspiring program. We asked that you would go to the Facebook page, go to the Gospel Gold Facebook page, go there and find the program for the New Orleans Gospel. Click on that and you will see the link. Once you open that event open, you will see the link and you can click on that link. It will take you there to the New Orleans Gospel program. All of the programs here on Blog Talk Radio are archived, which means that you can go back and listen to any of the programs long after they have been recorded. So we invite you to go to the Gospel Gold Facebook page and be a part of the Gospel Gold community. If you will hit the like button there, you will be a part of the community. We can stay in touch with you. You can stay in touch with us. If you'd like to speak to us in the studio tonight, area code is 845-241-9839. Area code 845-241-9839. Tonight we're going to feature some gospel artists and some songs that are a little different. You may have heard of some of these groups, you may not have heard of them, but nevertheless, they bring their own unique style to gospel. Gospel in its basic sense, in its traditional sense. And if you have not had an opportunity to hear a group called the Como Mamas, you are missing a treat. The newest addition to the Daptone record label, the Como Mamas are three lifelong gospel singers from the small town of Como, Mississippi. On their brand new critically acclaimed album, Get an Understanding, there are only three instrumentals. The powerful raspy voice of Esther May Smith, the deep soothing voice of Angela Taylor, and the energetic, spirited vocals of Della Daniels. Do yourself a favor. If you ever get a chance to see the Como Mamas sing live, you will be surprised and amazed at the harmonies that they create and the powerful music sounds as they accomplished the sounds of our people. Como Mamas demonstrate this kind of unity that has been a central part to the development of African-American history. These three voices do not merge indistinguishably into one, but rather create a collective sound, all the more moving because each individual voice remains clear. In a review of the Como Mamas record, Get an Understanding, Sister Frida Hadley celebrated the imperfectly harmonic relationship between their voices. And it is in the perfect imperfection that these voices come together, these three individual voices, each singing the song and not just the notes. The greater energy is created. The energy is what moves people. And this is the energy that gets you through. And so tonight we're going to play a few of their songs. We're going to listen to the Como Mamas out of Como, Mississippi.
Oh, mighty God,
I just want you to hold me.
Hold me, Jesus.
Hold me.
Come on and rock me,
Jesus.
Put food on your table.
Como Mamas. Como Mississippi. It's worth taking time to listen to the Como Mamas. The way they sing has something important to teach us about how to come together as a group, as a people, on one accord. Church folk can say, get on one accord, without sacrificing our individuality. The sound that they produce has something to teach us about how to thrive, no matter the circumstances. In this time that we have bad news, it's easy to come by. But when you listen to the songs and the stirring harmonies of the groups like the Como Mamas, it brings you good news, and it brings you through. So if you get a chance to see them, please do so. They are still singing today, the Como Mamas out of Como, Mississippi. One of the things that we found as we were putting our program together for tonight is a rare gem that we found from one of the most prolific artists of our time. There has been no other talent that has been more extraordinary in the 20th century, an icon of American music. She was a consummate musical storyteller, a powerful person as far as her communication skills were concerned. She used her remarkable talent to create a legacy of liberation, empowerment, and passion. I'm talking about none other than Nina Simone. She earned her moniker, the High Priestess of Soul, for she could weave a spell so seductive and so hypnotic that the listeners lost track of time and space as they became absorbed in the movement. She was who the world would come to know as Nina Simone. When Nina Simone died in April 21st, 2003, she left a timeless treasure trove of musical magic. Over four decades of her, from 1959 up until now, or 2003. One of her best classics was I Love You Porgy from Porgy and Bess. And one of her last recordings was A Single Woman, a title that she cut in 1993 on the Arista album record label. While 33 years separate those two songs, she left a legacy of great and powerful music. Born Eunice Kathleen Wayman of Tryon, North Carolina, on February 21st, 1933, Nina's prodigy talent early in her life. She began playing piano by ear at the age of three. Her mother, a Methodist minister, her father, a handyman and preacher himself, couldn't ignore young Eunice's God-given gift of music. Raised in the church on the strict and narrow, her parents taught her right from wrong, to carry herself with dignity and to work hard. She played the piano, but didn't sing in her mother's church until later on in her life. Nina Simone died in her sleep at her home in southern France, April 21st, 2003. Her funeral services was attended by Miriam Makeba, Patti LaBelle, poet Sonia Sanchez, actor Ozzie Davis, and hundreds of others looked on. Elton John sent a floral tribute with a message, "You were the greatest, and I love you." And the legacy continues on. I was looking through the Gospel Gold Vault, and I came across this great gem. I'd heard it many years ago, but it's been a while since I've heard it. Here is the great Nina Simone, "And Take Me to the Water."
none but the right.
Listening to Gospel Gold on Blog Talk Radio.
Through the years I keep on toiling, toiling through the storm and rain. Watch the leaves and fish in the waves. Kingdom of heaven, same weary
Harmonizing Four. Another group that I want to bring to the forefront tonight, Naomi Seldon and the Gospel Queens. Naomi Seldon and the Gospel Queens are an African-American gospel group led by funk woman Naomi Seldon. The group was formed in 1999. Two founding members were from Brooklyn, New York. They released two albums with Daptone Records, What Have You Done, My Brother, in 2009, and It's a Cold World in 2014. Both of these albums charted on the Billboard magazine charts, where they placed on the Gospel album chart. Naomi Seldon was born Naomi Virginia Davis, October 14, 1942, in Midway, Alabama, where she and her younger sisters, Hattie Mae and Anna Ruth, were raised by their parents at Mount Corny Baptist Church. They sang together until the first one graduated high school. Eventually, she would graduate in 1958, first going to Florida. Then she settled in Brooklyn during 1953. She did the job of a maid by doing cleaning homes in Brooklyn while she sang in a nightclub during the evenings. She married Mr. Dennis Seldon, and she started her professional singing career right after that. In 1958, she recorded her first album on Desco Records. After they liquidated, Seldon would eventually get a record recording contract with Daptone Records, where she is the head singer or lead singer of the Gospel Queens. They have released two albums, and she appears on both of them, and also in the movie, the 2014 movie, Song One. If you would like to broaden your gospel collection, I suggest you look at Naomi Seldon and the Gospel Queens. They have a wide range of songs that they sing. It will surely bless you and add dimensions to your library. Rare group. You only hear them here on Gospel Gold, Naomi Seldon and the Gospel Queens. Daptone Records.
When everybody's ready, we ready. You ready? Yeah, okay. All right. Here we go, y'all. Lift up my burdens and carry you on. Yeah. Time after time, I've been trying to get by. Come on, y'all.
Lift up my burdens and carry me on.
So many things I want to do before I die. Thank you, Lord.
Lift up my burden and carry me on.
You got a way of making fellow ground a bull, so I'm glad.
Naomi Seldon and the Gospel Queens. You're listening to Gospel Gold on Blog Talk Radio. Our email is gospelgold at gospelgo@songwriter.net. gospelgo@songwriter.net. Gospel Gold is on every Monday night from 9 to 10 Eastern Standard Time. Here are the Como Mamas. How did you feel when you came out of the wilderness?
Tell me, how did you feel when you come out the wilderness?
When you
come out the wilderness?
When you
come out the wilderness?
Tell me, how did you feel when you
come out the wilderness?
Oh,
the Lord.
Oh, I felt like shouting when I
come out the wilderness.
When I
come out the wilderness.
When I
come out the wilderness.
Oh, I felt
Church, our time is just about up, and we thank you for yours. We hope that you have enjoyed our program tonight as we have introduced or reintroduced these two great groups, Naomi Seldon and the Gospel Queens and the Como Mamas. Please go and listen to some of their music. Perhaps you would like to collect some of their music. You would love to have it as part of your library. We thank God for you tonight. We pray that you will have a great week. Join us next Monday night here on Gospel Gold at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And don't forget to visit the Gospel Gold Facebook page. There you will find the link each week for the Gospel Gold program. You'll find music that we play on the program. Also, you'll find pertinent information concerning the gospel world and gospel artists. We thank God for you. We pray that you will have a great week. This is Mother's Day week coming up. So we're going to close with the Volunteers. Mothers Used to Hold Me. Happy Mother's Day.
Every year, I'm making my business to go back home. And when I get there, I go down to the church I used to go to that set out in the woods. In the back of the church was a graveyard there. And when I look at the many ones who had gone on, my mind fell on the mother. And I looked up to yonder glory and said these words, oh, glory to God today. Lord, have mercy. I said, Mother, I'll be home soon. Then I said this, she used to hold me in her arms. To hold me in arms. I said, hurry up. Hurry up a love in arms. Lord, have mercy today. I just have to say that one more time. Mother, she used to hold me. She used to hold me.